Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, highlighting women in business and your community. I am Heather L. Chaffee, a Prosperity Advisor, and I am so grateful to have you tuning in. You can participate in a couple of ways to be part of our show. You can call in and talk to a guest or myself at 646-595-3440, or simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/insight, register, and be part of our chat. We're here every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, so tune in and get your excellence. Hello, everyone. Heather Tapia here. Thanks so much for tuning in. It's September 12th, Wednesday, 2 o'clock Eastern. And we have an amazing show for you today. I'm so excited to be able to offer a highlighted woman in business, Carol A. Bailey. She is part of Eagle Financial Solutions and is committed to helping you, the individual, and, of course, business owners and families, to find stability and a nest egg so that you don't have to worry about retirement. So she's going to be sharing some of her money strategies and tips a little bit later on. And we also have a few shout-outs to give. There's been an incredible activity this week in Columbus, Ohio with networking. And one of my passions and the reason I do the Women in Business section in the Examiner and the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show is to support and highlight women in business. That's one of our core focuses. So what I wanted to do is let you know about an event I went to yesterday. It was the Columbus Chocolate Blues and Business Networking Festival. Had a great time, got to connect with some amazing individuals that, you know, I haven't seen this last year because I've been so busy. I haven't been doing a lot of networking. It's put on by Jana Backoffin, and you can go to bizfestival.com to find out when the Blues and Chocolate Blues and Business Networking event is for you. I also want to express some gratitude in connecting with Renee Belbeck. She puts on National Association of Women in Columbus, Ohio, and they have a event coming up on October 6th, as well as do I, and she's agreed to help kind of co-create a really awesome experience for women, women in business, families, kids, and entertainment. So hers is, I'll get the details out to you about her event, and I also want to mention Ohio Referral Network, Big Fish Networking, as other Columbus, Ohio resources that you can tap into for attracting, you know, more prosperity and connections in your future. The next thing I want to talk about is some charity functions that are going on and events. I met a great lady yesterday at the Blues Chocolate Blues, and she is putting on a fundraiser for Make-A-Wish. Her yoga studio is El Yoga and Flow, and her name is Leslie Myers. She has a studio off of Johnstown Road in Gahanna, and you can go to, let's see, her website is L as in Larry, yogaflow.com. And this event will be held September 29th. For those of you that have been thinking about doing yoga, have done yoga, love yoga, want to get back into yoga, it's a great opportunity to go to her 927 East Johnstown Road, Gahanna Studio, and pop in. You go online and register for a class, and you just donate whatever you'd like. You can take as many classes as you'd like. So, you know, please support that. If you have other questions, you can give her a call at 614-915-7684. I also want to mention the lady meeting in the ladies' room event that is happening all day on October 6th at Marketplace of Americas. You can go to totalwomanfestival.webs.com to learn more about our daytime networking and fun event for women and families. And then in the evening, we've got one of my favorite songs, Meeting in the Ladies' Room, performers Climax, the all-80s, all-female 80s rock band, and they are going to be performing in Columbus, Ohio at the Marketplace under the tent starting around 7 o'clock. There will be openers with Battle Plan Band and Controversy. So the men are going to kick it in for us ladies, and the party starts literally all day. From 10 to 5 is the Total Woman Festival, and then the concert is at 7. So go to totalwomenfestival.webs.com, or you can register for girlsnightout.eevent.com, and I'll put those links out there. So, again, thanks so much for tuning in today. We're going to take a short break. I'll get those links on the chat room. You can call in at 646-595-3440 to speak to our guests or just listen to the show, as well as go to blogtalkradio.com/withinsights, make a registration profile, and pop into our chat room and ask questions and interact with our guest, Carol A. Bailey. Again, so grateful to have you on the show, and we will be right back.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com and WithInsights.com, your free online holistic publication resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders.
Thanks. Welcome back. You are listening to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show with Heather L. Tapia, Prosperity Advisor. We have a caller in on the line, 937 area code. Caller, can you tell us your name?
Yes. My name is Michelle Davis. I'm from Serendipity Stables in York Center, Ohio.
Hello, Michelle. I'm so grateful you decided to call in today. I know you got some fundraising stuff going on, so why don't you let the audience know a little bit, obviously, about Serendipity Stables. And I'll put the website on our Facebook and get that information out for you. And tell them how they can donate and help support your organization.
Okay. Our website is www.serendipitystables.org. And we have been in existence for about 30 years. I purchased a horse who was 30 years old at the time. Most horses never see 20. And he was a healer. The Native American Indians believe that certain horses have a strong connection with the divine and can change something about your life, and they call them medicine horses. Well, he was a medicine horse, and he loved autistic children. And when they got around him, they changed. Whatever it was they couldn't do before they interacted with him, they began doing as soon as they sat on his back. So he worked by himself for several years, and then he trained another little Appaloosa mare that I have out here, and she began doing the same thing. She was 6 years old at the time. She is now 30. And she continues to work. We work with fragile children, with any type of frailty, not just autism, cerebral palsy, failure to thrive, ADD, ADHD, Tourette syndrome, and so forth and on.
Okay.
And we do not charge. We leave out a donation basket and people donate. We do not charge. There is no fee as such. People give what their heart guides them to give.
And I know I've been out there several times to work with the horses, got to work with Adeline and do some sound healing with her. And all I can say, audience, is, you know, it's a great experience to get out of the city, bring your kids, bring a picnic, come by yourself, get out in nature. And this is a great place to go. It's not too far. It's less than an hour, I believe, from Columbus, Ohio. Is that correct, Michelle?
About 45 minutes, yes.
Yeah, so it's an easy drive. Again, you feel like you're in a whole new beautiful world, and you can walk around the stables and connect with the horses. Tell them when your open houses are.
Every month, the second Sunday of the month, we have an open house from noon to 4. And what that means is you may come during those times without an appointment in order to interact with the horses and have a session. We have several animal communicators on staff who, if the horse has something to say about you or something that you need to hear, the communicator can translate that to you. And at this time,
yes,
we have been nominated for a Chase Bank Community Giving Grant. And what that means is the amount of money we get is determined by how many people vote for us. So we are encouraging our 7,000 best friends and your 7,000 best friends to vote for us so that we can get a pot of money to help us pay for hay and other endeavors.
Can you tell the audience what that website URL is so I can write it down and put it on Facebook for you?
Yes. They need to do, it's facebook.com/serendipitystablesohio. And that will take you to the link that will allow you to vote.
And for those of you out there that are listening, go ahead and spell serendipity for the crowd.
S-E-R-E-N-D-I-P-I-T-Y.
Perfect. So I'm going to post this on our Entrepreneur Excellence Radio Show Facebook fan page. And I encourage you guys out there, you know, please check in on Facebook, like our page. We're getting tips and tricks and, you know, event notifications. We've got wonderful callers like Michelle that are doing wonderful things. And, you know, again, I was out of the stables probably about 5 years ago and got the message from Adeline, actually, at the time, that I was completely toxic and I needed to eat like a horse. And I was very toxic because all I did was eat bacon cheeseburgers with extra mayonnaise.
Oh,
and,
my.
And so that one message actually completely changed my life because then I started becoming more aware of raw vegetables and organic and so on. And I remember, I forget her name off the top of my head, but it's the shaman woman that used to come out there that had an office in Dublin. She looked at me, she's like, you need to eat kale. And I did not know what kale was. I was like, what is kale? I love kale today. And, you know, that one defining moment, that one simple message, even, you know, coming from a horse, completely changed, you know, how I'm able to connect to my higher intuition, physicality, the way I eat, the food choices I make, and, you know, the healing that I do. So, you know, again, thank you so much, Michelle, for doing what you do and hanging in there through all the stuff that's happened. I know you've got a website and a book called Big Mac that people can buy that helps with donations. So we'll get you some links out on our Facebook and so forth. And you're very welcome. And I encourage the audience to listen. And if you ever, it's open invitation, have anything like this before, do not hesitate to post it on Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, on my Facebook wall, on my fan pages, anything that I do, you have carte blanche approval to host away on my stuff so that when I see it, I can share it. So, again,
thank you. Thank you very much,
we'll
Heather. You have a grand day, and come see us soon.
I will, and thank you so much. And we'll get you on, email me, and we'll get you on the show to do a whole segment so people can really learn about serendipity. So just let
All right. Sounds
Have
like a plan.
That was
Bye
fun.
Now.
Thanks so much. Take care.
Bye.
Well, that was wonderful, folks. Again, you know, part of what Entrepreneurial Excellence and my mission and service role is to help create platforms for people to share their message. And I absolutely, anything to do with a charity or a nonprofit or a fundraising event, you know, I want to know about it, and I'm happy to share it. If you have a message like that, call into our show. It's really simple. Every Wednesday between 2 and 3 Eastern to 646-595-6000. 3440. You know, just give us a call and we will, you know, put you on the air and I'll give you some airtime, you know. And if you've got a bigger message or an event you want to promote, we have a whole PR program that incorporates video and social media and articles and blogging to get the word out. I have an event planning company. Again, we're putting on the Total Women's Festival October 6th with Girls Night Out and Climax, that's saying meeting in the ladies' room. And that's leading to some wonderful partnerships and other women's events. We're being sponsored by Bounce 23 TV. I'm so excited. They were started by the grandson of Martin Luther King Jr., and they have networks all over the country. They're new to the local Columbus area, but they've got some great comedy and other activity going on, as well as it's a minority brand station. So it focuses on, you know, the woman in business and the minorities. They have a Telemundo, Azteca TV. So it's a really great, wonderful, eclectic station, and I'm really excited to have them to support our event, as well as Talktainment Radio. And you can go to talktainmentradio.com to get details on how to be a part of their enterprise. They've got a lot of neat shows. So, you know, again, love and business philosophy is about co-creation and no competition. And that's what I love about how I've evolved and where I'm at today in my business evolution. And I believe in the law of attraction, and like attracts like. And I am so grateful that I have attracted our guest today, Carol A. Bailey. She is a wonderful human being. I've had so much fun when we get together, and her energy is infectious. She's excited about what she's doing. She's dedicated and committed to helping you with your financial goals and strategies. And I'd like to introduce her to the audience. So, Carol, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Heather. It's nice to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
You're so welcome. Well, you know, again, this is a casual show. We like to have a good time. I know we've got some tips and strategies that I know the audience is probably chomping to hear about. But let's take a quick second to give you a moment to tell the audience about you and your story and what you're passionate about.
Well, what I'm passionate about is helping people to manage their finances and removing the risk. I've been in the financial services world for about 14 years, and I used to be in the managed money world, in the stock market, broker, you know, mutual funds, those types of investments. And I kind of almost accidentally stumbled upon a different strategy just a couple of years ago. And okay. I was looking for ways to help my clients achieve their goals, but find a way to remove the risk, because clients were just really tired of losing money and tired of the roller coaster of the stock market. So I had stumbled upon a different strategy and was initially very skeptical about it, and actually bought a book on the subject in the thinking that I would learn about it and that it was a scam and something that I would want to tell people to stay far, far away from.
Mm-hmm.
But it was actually quite the opposite. So I spent probably 3 months doing a lot of research, talking to a lot of different experts in the field, and came away with a strategy that works fabulous. So I really transitioned my practice completely from the way I was managing it 2 years ago. So what I do now is just like night and day. But the wonderful thing about it is that I'm able to help people achieve the exact same goals, but we've been able to remove the risk. So it's really exciting. And I have to just put in a little plug for the Serendipity Stables. I had never heard of that. I think that just sounds fabulous.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's a great place. There are a lot of equine therapy facilities, and it's great that there's a couple right here in the Columbus, Ohio area. I've been working with Serendipity since like 1998, 99, honestly,
yeah.
And going out there and supporting them and doing some sound healing on their horses and so forth. And then one of my newer awarenesses is PB&J, which is on the other end, I believe, of Ohio, and they focus on helping children and with emotional issues, where
yeah.
they actually work with donkeys And I was like,
oh, wow.
A donkey?
Wow.
But Eddie is hysterical. And so I do a lot of charity fundraising and volunteering with their organization as well. So,
yeah.
You know, I think it's real important, and I know you believe in this. As busy as we get, if you can take 5 seconds to link on Serendipity Stables and vote, it doesn't cost you a second of money, and you're giving back that day. You know, smiling at somebody on the street and, you know, dropping a dollar into a donation thing at a restaurant. I mean, those things do and will make a difference. It's not just to make you feel better.
Right.
And
it's
and I
sounds
know
like
that,
a great cause, and I've already done that.
Oh, great. Great, great, great. And I did it the other day, and I know you. They need a lot more votes, folks. So just, you know, go to Entrepreneurial Excellence fan page, share it on your wall, and encourage your guests to give it a shout out. And I'm putting the Make-A-Wish link on here so we can go take some yoga on September 29th. I'm definitely excited for that. So, again, if you've got anything you want to share, let us know. We'll get it on Facebook, and I'll try to mention it on the radio show. Now, Carol, again, your idea of giving back from our conversations is helping empower that individual and that family to financial stability. So
right.
Why don't you describe to the audience what that means to you? I know you said you've got this unique approach that you've discovered, and it's revolutionizing the way that you perceive and do business. So let's talk about that. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, first of all, we have a different concept that we use, but overall, we do financial planning. So we help people with all of the different things that concern them, from their saving for retirement, saving for a rainy day, college planning for their children, long-term care planning. We handle all of that. But the way that we build the foundation for our clients is different than what most financial planners do. And what I always ask my clients is, what if there was a way that you could never miss a beat while you're growing your retirement fund? If there was a way that you could put your money away every single week, every single month, however you save, and know that no matter what happens in the market, that your money is only going to go up and not down. And then along with that, during that accumulation phase, you have access to that money. So let's say that you're going down the road 5 years, 10 years, and you have an emergency or you need, you know, a lump sum of money. When you put it into an IRA or a 401k, you're limited on how you can access that money, especially before 59 and a half, without paying taxes and penalties. Well, with the strategy that we use, you have access to your money, you can pull it out, you pay no taxes, and you can pay it back at, you know, we encourage people to pay it back as soon as they can because it is your nest egg and it is something that you're planning on, you know, using for retirement when you get there. But the nice thing about it is things happen in life. You know, we all have bumps in the road that come along that we need, you know, we need to be able to access our funds, and it's just wonderful to have a way to do that without having to be penalized. And it's really a great way to build a financial safety net that can see you through those difficult times. If there's illness or something of that nature that comes along, you know, you have flexibility where you can drop off the amount that you're saving for a time and be able to catch that amount up at a later date, but still maintain and continue to grow your asset. And it's also a great way, which most people don't understand, it's an awesome way to save for college because you can save the money just as you would in a 529 plan, put it away, let it ride, but when you take it out, it's not taxable to you. So, and the other great thing about it is if you, when you go to apply for financial aid, when you use it in this vehicle, it's not includable in the FAFSA form. So all of the, you know, for those of you who have gone through that process of getting college aid, one of your children through college, you know that process very well. And it comes in, it can be very powerful when you don't have to include that asset in your FAFSA because it can help your children be able to get a little bit more financial aid.
Wonderful. And I mean, I know that's a lot of information. And so what you've done is kind of simplify some of those tips and strategies, which I have posted in our fan page. Is now a good time to talk about those, or is there some more that you feel the audience would benefit from learning?
Oh, absolutely. And then also at the end, there is a report that they can get that's free that goes into a lot more detail, so I can tell you how to do that at the end as well. But some of the top 12 reasons that we use this type of strategy is that you can build it tax-free. So while your money is growing, it's tax-free. You're not paying taxes on the gains in the contract like you do if you have a CD or a savings account. And with the strategy set up properly, you can access your money during that accumulation period without any taxes or penalty. And the best thing about it is when it comes time to retire and you're ready to begin pulling income, you'll be able to pull that income completely tax-free to you if the plan is set up properly, which is what we specialize in. And one of the other benefits is if you were to pass away, then the contract passes to your beneficiaries tax-free. So that's a nice thing, too, because if you're, you know, those of you who are saving in 401ks and IRAs, or maybe you've inherited an IRA from a parent who's passed away or maybe a spouse, you understand that those funds are 100% taxable to you. So it's critical that if you do inherit that type of an asset that you get some advice before you make your decision on how to take that, because the tax implications are pretty big if you don't take it correctly. And then the other thing is you're not limited by the government on how much you can put in yearly like you are with the IRAs and the 401ks. In most cases, the asset's protected from any type of lawsuit. So if you were ever to be sued, you know, pretty much everything you have is open season, but in most states or quite a few states, this asset actually is protected. So that's nice too. And what I think one of the things we've already talked a little bit about is the liquidity feature, because you all always have access to your money. And that's, I've seen in the years I've been in this business, that is one of the biggest hindrances to saving, because people are afraid to save as much as they can in a plan because they know that if they put it in there, then they can't get to it if they need it. So they've got money sitting in, you know, savings accounts or something that's not earning them very much money, so it's really not working efficiently for them at all. But when you save in this manner, it's really great because you have access to the money if you need it. So that's a huge benefit as well. And it's guaranteed. So that the other nice thing about this strategy is that your money is guaranteed. It's going to go up every single year. It's never going to go backwards. It's not linked to the stock market in any way, shape, or form. If things are doing well and the companies, you know, and our economy recovers a little and the interest rates go back up, then you're probably going to make more than the guarantee. But the nice thing about it is you have a floor. You know that if you save X amount of money every year, at the end of that, you know, when you're ready to retire at 65 or 60, whatever that number is for you, you know what you're going to have. So it's not a guessing game. Because for most people, you know, they're saving blindly. They're putting money into their 401ks every single week with the hopes that when it comes time to retire, their money's there for them. But they really have no idea, so they don't really even know how to plan. So that becomes a big problem.
Wow, that's awesome. So let's break it down. Let's make it really simple. So what is the first step that someone needs to do? An individual that is concerned about their retirement, the way things are moving in the market, or, you know, do they have to have a certain amount of money to get started? Or can anybody get started?
Anybody can get started. And the nice thing about it is that the plans are very flexible. We customize them to each person's individual situation. So the way you get started is you would give me a call, and we would set up a consultation. And the first thing I do with all of the clients that I work with is I give them some educational materials. I give them books to read, articles to read. The report that I'm going to tell you about at the end of this call is going to give you a lot of information, really solid information on how the concept works. And then we do a meeting. We, you know, talk about your individual situation, do a very thorough fact finder, find out how much it is you have coming in, you know, what your current asset base is and what your expenses are. And we really help people to work on their budget as well, because most of the time people really have money going out that they're not even aware of. And they can really tighten things up and maybe put a little bit more into their savings. So that's one of the benefits of working with an advisor, too, because most people, you know, at least in my experience, don't work with the budget, and they really don't even really know where their money's going. So it's in working with an advisor where you really get that direction. Because the one thing that this isn't, it's not a magic pill. It's not going to solve all your problems if you don't, you know, really get disciplined and decide where it is you want to go and put a plan in place, follow it, and it will get you there. And most people are doing some type of a plan anyway. As I said, they're putting money into their 401ks and IRAs, but most of them have no idea how those are even invested. And then
well,
we
let's do... Take a short, oh, go ahead. I was going to say,
no,
we're getting ready to take a short break here. So go ahead and finish your thought.
Well, I was going to say, usually we put together a presentation for them and show them how, you know, what we recommend and where that plan will take them.
Perfect. Well, folks, you're getting some really sound financial advice today. We're going to take a quick break and, you know, just stay on the line, Carol. You're still going to be live to the audience, so just grab some water and we'll be right back.
Okay, thanks.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com and WithInsights.com, your free online holistic publication resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, highlighting women in business in the community. We have several topics that we are addressing on a weekly basis: Business 101, Marketing 101, Love in Business, Creativity and Inspiration, as well as Cutting Edge Technology. Today, we're looking at finances with Kara L. Bailey. She is your expert in a new strategy that, you know, what we've got going on here. I've got her Facebook fan page ready for you guys to like. She's got a newsletter. All that information is on our fan page. So, you know, please take a look at the post. We were in the process of talking about reasons to bank on yourself. She is an authorized bank on yourself advisor. And, you know, again, just a wonderful all-around great person with positive energy who really does go that extra mile. She was sharing with me a story about working with one client for over 9 months just to help him understand exactly what his options were. And, you know, I just want to celebrate with her that client, you know, finally got his answers and is happy to be a part of your clientele, right, Carol?
That's right. And I have to tell you, that was one of my most challenging clients from start to finish, but also one, I think, somebody that we're going to have such a great relationship going forward. Because he was very analytical. He really picked the strategy apart. He did his homework. You know, we even went up against different advisors who thought they could do something better for him. And at the end, he's working with us and helping us to do seminars for some of his coworkers in Cincinnati. So it just, and like I said, it wasn't a win financially, it was a win on principle, because we knew that we, you know, had put together the best strategy. And it was great. It was just to know that you stuck to your values, you were delivering a product that was so much, you know, so much value there as opposed to, you know, the other offerings he was getting. But clients can get so easily confused, because people in my position, you know, in the financial advisor world, you know, a lot of them get a bad rap for a good reason, because they don't make things clear. And that's one of the things that I really try to do, even though it may be so boring for most people. It's just that not any, you know, this isn't something people like to talk about. It's something that they like to avoid, but they also know that it's very necessary. So I know that this really isn't a topic that people love. Not exciting like a lot of Heather's other...
Well, it's emotional. When you're talking about money,
yeah,
and you're talking about bills, and you're talking about
yeah,
effort, and as a society, we have equated our worth as a live human being to the amount of material and financial abundance we have.
Exactly.
And when you're looking at your career, you know, for 10, 20, 30 years, and you don't have that nest egg that you thought you would have, because that's the idea that was sold to you in the beginning, and things have changed. So if you don't learn to be adaptable and you don't ask for help and do research and your due diligence and find individuals such as yourself to support you through these challenges, then, you know, it can be very scary and overwhelming, and people hold on to what they have. And, you know, I don't live in a state of fear or lack of abundance, and that's one of the messages of our show is, you know, your abundance is already here. You have everything you need to be successful. Let's go ahead and shift your perception, your limiting beliefs, to embrace that philosophy and allow the currency to flow in. So if you learn to identify what's limiting you, you can move forward. And, you know, again, asking questions is not a bad thing. And I think that my main point in sharing that story was to let the audience know that you do go that extra mile. You're willing to put in the time and the effort and nurture a client. And I'm the same way. I've been coaching clients for over 15 years, and, you know, I have people that I sit with dozens of times that, you know, pick your brain and then go off and you know, try to make the best of it themselves, because they are in a place where they have fear of being successful, or they don't have the finances, or whatever it is. So I want everybody to know that, for me, don't let money hold you back from your dreams or your goals, especially in working with me. If you'd like to work with me, I will work with you. You know, it's not about the money. It's about getting you to meet your excellence and achieving your success. So, you know, we have a lot in common in that respect. Back to your list, I know that we've got the tip list on the hotline, and you've got a great reward, I guess is a good way to say, opportunity for the audience if they, you know, go to a link that we're going to share shortly. Why don't we go ahead and share that link, and I can get that on the website, and we can get people go ahead.
Yeah, it's just a link to get more information. It's www.findoutmorenow.com. Findoutmorenow.com. And then you'll need a code, which is CB45. So that's C as in Carol, B as in Bailey, 45. That's the code that
Wonderful.
You need.
Wonderful. So, you know, audience, here's your free gift of the day from our wonderful financial expert, Carol Bailey. Go to findoutmore.com, findoutmorenow.com, and enter the code CharlieBravo45, CB45. Back to your top 10 tips. You know, I'm looking at the 12 reasons to bank on yourself. Where are you at on that list? Have you covered them, or you're just kind of bouncing around?
The only thing that we've got, I have 2 points left. And the next one is that there's no link to the stock market. So the product that we use is not linked in any way to the stock market. So when you set up a strategy like this, you can stop worrying. You can stop watching the news and watching the market go up and down every day, because it's not anything that you need to worry about anymore. And then the last point, and actually there are so many other benefits to this, but, you know, these are the top, you know, the key points that I think are really important. The next one is that the asset would bypass probate. So if something were to happen and you were to pass away prematurely, then the asset would pass immediately to your beneficiaries with no taxes and no probate. So that's huge
huge.
Because if you have all your money.
That's a huge time saver nonetheless. And,
And I've worked with clients for so many years. People don't realize that they're so focused on where they are today. You know, we've got to avoid paying taxes today, and I understand that. And what we do is we help clients to set up the best strategies possible to minimize those taxes. But the only thing you're doing when you're putting money away in a 401k or an IRA is you're delaying the process. You're going to have to pay taxes one of these days. And the old adage is that, well, we'll save taxes now because we'll be in a lower tax bracket when we retire. You can go anywhere and find the experts will tell you that that's really not the case. Because for a lot of, and most of my clients that have already retired are in the same tax bracket they were before. because taxes have gone up, and I think we all know where taxes are going to go in the future. They're certainly not going to go down. They're going to be going up. So if you can build an asset that you can grow tax-free and you can take income tax-free, maybe it's not such a bad idea to pay the taxes now, bite the bullet, and you know, have a much better strategy going forward, because then you end up getting so much more in income during your retirement years than you do with the traditional planning model.
Okay.
So.
And let's talk a little bit about, you know, again, how somebody can get in touch with you.
Sure.
I know that if they schedule a consultation today, they're going to get some, you know, added bonus.
Right.
You know, and so let's talk about that.
Sure. We've got a couple books that we give to all of our clients. We've got the book Bank on Yourself, which was written by Pamela Yellen. And that's actually, I heard that commercial. You've probably all heard that commercial. I heard it on the radio constantly the summer before I made the switch. And the evening that I actually stopped and bought that book, I mentioned earlier, I thought it was a scam. That was why I bought it, because I wanted to be able to tell my clients to stay away. So that's one of the books that I recommend clients read. And another one that we have is called The Pirates of Manhattan, which really just dives in. So as somebody who really likes to get down into the technical things, technical side of the market, it just talks about a lot of the things that go on behind the scenes in the market that most people aren't aware of, and how that impacts your savings in such a big way, especially over time. So there are several resources that we use, and when someone sets an appointment with us, the first thing I do is, you know, have a quick conversation with them to see which book might benefit them the most, or which one they might enjoy reading the most. And then I send a copy. I make sure that they get a copy of that as a gift just for setting an appointment with us.
And how can they set the appointment? What's the best way to reach you?
You can give me a call on my cell phone, and that's the best way, because I'm in and out of the office so often. And that number is 419-610-3621. Again, 419-610-3621. Or you can send me an email at cbailey@eaglefinancialsolutions.com. And it's eaglefinancialsolutions.com. And I'm
a
part of the
great... located where? Right in Columbus?
Yeah, we're right on Morris Row. We just moved into new offices. It's really great. It's easy to get to. It's right off of Morris Road near Easton. So we're right on Morris Road in Cherry Bottom. And that's another fortune. I'm in a part of a great group here. It's just a great group of advisors. John Schoenhelm owns the business. He's been doing this strategy for years. So it's just a great group of individuals to be involved with.
Well, I know we've got a caller on the line, so hold on for me, Carol, and we'll
okay.
see. So, Darren, what questions I have? Hello, caller 843. Tell us your name.
Hey, Carol and Heather. It's Trina.
Hi, Trina.
How are you?
Hi. I'm good.
Good. Well, thanks for tapping in today. We've got, Carol Bailey. She's doing some cool strategies on finances and retirement, and I know you do that for businesses with your tax book. We had you on the show a few weeks ago, and it went very well, so thanks for stopping back in again. Do you have a question, or do you have a shout-out? What can we help you with today?
Actually, I was just calling to say hi to Carol. I'm so glad she's doing well. I knew Carol when I was back in Columbus, so very excited to hear how well she's doing. That's great. And you had some great information. Loved it. Very good.
Good. Well, thank you. I remember when we met. I think it was before you moved, because we met up in Worthington, had a nice chat, and then I think that was right before you moved.
Yeah, I was. So that's great.
I'm glad you're doing well down there.
I'm trying.
Good.
You are doing a great job, Trina. For those of you that don't know, Trina is one of my good friends and co-Global Women's Summit Director, which is an amazing event opportunity for women and men to have a heartfelt interaction. It's one-of-a-kind conference. I was a little, hesitant that it was going to be anything different than any other networking or conference or training I'd been to, and I was so overwhelmed with the heartfelt emotion that I experienced that I knew right away that this was something unique. And I'm so grateful that Trina decided to come on board and come to Vegas with me and do the training. And she's kicking butt, folks. She's got events in Charleston next Saturday, the 22nd, which I'm so grateful she asked me to be part of the panel. And then we've got Savannah and Columbia coming up as well. So
why don't you tell
the audience a little bit about how they can participate in Charleston, Savannah, Columbia, and you know, what they need to know.
Well, I'll tell you what, if they're in, you know, I mean, obviously Charleston is a great vacation spot, so if you want to take a weekend trip, come on down. But it's going to be all day, Saturday the 22nd. Registration starts at 8:30. Program will kick off at 9:30. We'll be done by 5. We've got 4 great speakers on tap. We've got panelists of 3 global questions. So we really get a lot of discussion going on. And the theme is let women's voices be heard. So it really is a chance for women to speak their minds and to answer some questions and to really get their opinions out there. So that is really great. Then we're going to have some great entertainment. Our entertainment at Charleston is we're going to have what's called laughter yoga. And I'm
Ooh.
So looking forward to it. I think it's going to be so much fun. I mean, basically,
I have done that before,
and
it is hysterical.
My friend does
that all the time.
I think this will be just too much fun. And then, obviously, I'm going to be in Savannah October 20th and then Columbia on November 3rd. And then next year, we've got a whole slate of cities throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia. You can check us out on Facebook. We are at Facebook at Global Women's Summit Tour. And you can kind of keep track on what we're doing. And if they're interested, I mean, we're still kind of working out the details, so I don't have a link yet. But some of the Charleston event, I think, is going to be, we're going to try to have a live podcast, live streaming. So
mm-hmm.
you'll be able to sign on. I need to get the link out on the Facebook page. But anyone anywhere in the United States would be able to kind of log in and see what we're doing in Charleston. So,
well, and I know that we're going to do that with Talk Fusion.
Work.
You know, you're a Talk
yes.
Fusion rep, and it's a great,
yes.
amazing video sharing platform. And I have every confidence we're going to figure it out because I think it will be a phenomenal opportunity to get a backstage pass into this amazing heartfelt event. So we'll
yes.
figure it out, Trina.
So
I'm committed to
that. We're working on it. So just very excited. You know, little pieces are coming together. And if you check out the Facebook page, that's where we are. Tickets are $55. So if you're in the Charleston area and want to come to the Charleston area, it's an all-day event, and it's going to be really awesome.
And Charleston is absolutely beautiful. I went out there almost a month ago to, you know, prep for, you know, learn from Trina and prep and see how I could help. And, oh, I can't wait. I'm excited. I leave Tuesday to drive out there, Trina. So I'm getting up early this time because I want
Bye.
Sunshine.
Cool.
So thanks.
But it is beautiful. So, yeah.
It is. And, you know, the people are out there great. I know that one of the events you're doing next year is in conjunction with, you know, what's happening across the world, International Women's Day, which is March 8th.
Right. We are putting together a team of women here in Charleston to do a International Women's Day celebration. I think it's going to be more like a festival, a couple speakers that is going to have more of a festival feel. And, yeah, we're pulling together all the different women's groups, and we've already been talking to, you know, people getting their ideas. And so, yeah, that is going to be great. And, of course, at all the Global Women's Summits, you know, I'm telling them all, save the date, March 8th. It's going to be awesome. So, you know, we're hoping to have a couple thousand women.
And Columbus is going to be off the hook. Right, Carol?
Yes.
We're going to have a good time that day, aren't
yes,
we?
Yes, it'll be good. Yep. No doubt about it.
And I'm for those of you women out there, International Women's Day has been around since 1909, and it has been celebrated in well over, you know, 170 countries for a very long time. And one of my call to actions to you out there, listeners, and you don't have to be just women, is to gather on March 8th and put together some sort of International Women's Day celebration in your city. And I will have links on Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. I've got International Women's Day on Facebook. It's a group that you can be a part of. And I want to know that you're putting something on, and we're going to build a website and do the live streaming where we connect with your group during the day and do a shout-out conversation, some video chat, video conference. And, you know, my goal is to get enough awareness in the nation that it becomes a national holiday in the United States, because it is absolutely recognized in so many other countries. It's crazy that it's not recognized here. So if you can get it recognized, at least in your city, and have a good time doing it, that's the goal. So, again, thanks for tapping in, Trina, and let me know what you need. And go ahead and go to tinyurl.com/GWS Charleston to get your ticket today to the 2012 Charleston, South Carolina Global Women's Summit next Saturday, September 22nd. Woo-hoo!
Yay, thank you so much.
Have fun down there. Yeah. Have fun. It'll be great.
Thank you so much.
It will be. And Carol, anytime you want to come down, come on down.
I will do that. I will keep you on my radar.
All right, good.
It's a radar you want to be on.
Thanks, Trina.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Trina. Have a good day.
Have a great afternoon. Bye-bye.
You know, women's events are such a blast. Women do such a great job of connecting with each other and uplifting and empowering each other. And that's truly what the philosophy and mission is of Global Women's Summit, the Purpose Summit, Total Woman Festival. You know, it's a day to come, International Women's Day, a day to come and drop the stereotypes, drop the limiting beliefs, and, you know, just be in your energy and experiencing it with other people around you and having a good fun. That's how I set the stage of non-judgment and you know, healing when I do different things. And hopefully you're getting a good wave of positivity from tapping in and listening to our show today, as well as some amazing financial strategies. And if nothing else, a good resource that you can access at any time, Carol A. Bailey. We'll have her phone number, her links to her website. She's got her fan page up and running, so that link will be ready so that you can go to that and like her page, join her mailing list, or her newsletter list, rather, where you can get tips and strategies. I'm going to post her Facebook right now. But you can also look it up under facebook.com/Carol A. Bailey, authorized bank on yourself advisor. So, you know, don't hesitate to, send her a message on her fan page. The purpose of a fan page is to interact with your fans and the people that are doing the administrative work. So, and I know, Carol, you're down for any question, aren't you?
That's exactly right.
So we've got about 5 minutes left of the show, and so I want to wrap up a little bit and recap, give you an opportunity to just kind of restate the tips and strategies that you embrace and how people can reach you to get that consultation so they can get one of those amazing books you mentioned.
Okay, sure. Again, the best phone number to reach me is my cell, which is 419-610-3621, 419-610-3621. And we're located at 4285 Morris Road in Gahanna, Ohio, which is Columbus, right near Easton. And my email is cbailey@eaglefinancialsolutions.com. I would love to answer any questions that you have, do a consultation. A lot of the meetings I do are web-based meetings. I have clients in several different states, and we do phone meetings and web presentations, so distance really isn't a problem. I would love to have the opportunity to talk with you.
Wonderful. Well, Carol, thanks so much for participating on our show. We had some cool interaction. If you guys go to the fan page, you're going to see a lot of shout-outs for nonprofits and events that are happening So we had Serendipity Stables call in. They're looking for donations and funding from the Big Chase contest. I've also put the local community kitchen that Father Joshua Wagner is in charge of here in Columbus. There's a link for you to vote for that. You can vote one time. If you're a Chase customer, you can vote twice. It doesn't cost a dime. So, you know, take the time to make your vote for charity. We also have a shout-out for Leslie Meyer's El Yoga Flow Make-A-Wish Marathon on the 29th of September, and I'm on her website right now picking out a class to take because I miss taking yoga. I love it. And there's a link on our fan page as well. So, you know, again, entrepreneurial excellence is about empowering you. Whether you're a man or a woman, an individual, you have an idea, you want to be in business, you want to quit your job, there's a lot of opportunity out there. And the only thing that's in your way is the fear of success. And so I offer you to contact me. We can set up a free half-hour consultation to help you with your business marketing and plan of action strategies to help monetize your passion. Please share our links. Tap into our show every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern to 3 p.m. And if you'd like to be a guest on Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show or participate in our live streaming TV show, don't hesitate to email me at heatherltapia@gmail.com. We're doing some great things. You know, International Women's Day is coming up fast. We got Girls Night Out with Climax. So there's a lot of opportunity locally and nationally, as well as internationally, to share your message. It's the web, so you're just a phone call away. Carol, any last words for our listeners or audience that you'd like to share?
Nope. I just thank you for the time. It was great talking with you. You've been very, very, very great call.
Well, you're so welcome. And why don't you give me a call in like 5 minutes, and we can go over your Facebook new fan page.
Okay, that's great. Thanks, okay. Heather.
All right. Thanks, audience. You were tuning in to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. We are here committing to highlight women in business in the community. We do a Meet the Author show every fourth Wednesday. This month we have coming up Judy Helm Wright. She is Auntie Artichoke, a beautiful lady from Montana that I met who has some really great ebooks and hardback books for helping families and family systems stay together. She does some amazing work with the Native American tribes out there in Montana, and she is a great public speaker. So check into her links. I'll have her videos and links and article out there for you to read and connect with. So thanks again for tuning in. I'm so grateful for my listeners. Without you, we wouldn't continue to reach the public and make a difference. So have a great rest of your Wednesday. Real quickly, there is a local Columbus networking event tonight. It's the JANS event. So you can look that up on Facebook, part of Network Today. And there's going to be food, wine, and art and networking. So check it out, JANS. Google that, and it starts at 5 o'clock. So hopefully we'll see you there tonight. Have a great night. Take care. And enjoy the rest of the show.